With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, this is just a heads up because we're going to be talking about some adult content that may affect some listeners, and you may also not consider this suitable for younger listeners. That is just to be aware, because it's the P. Diddy story and his upcoming trial on sex trafficking racketeering charges. A date has been set for the trial. It's May 5th next year. And meanwhile, P. Diddy remains in custody. If you've lost track of the details of the P. Diddy case, we've asked music broadcaster Simon Maher to give a recap for us. Simon, you're very welcome along to the show.
Morning, Laura.
Good morning. Simon, let's just actually start with the basics. Just for anyone who may not be familiar with him, briefly, who is P. Diddy?
So P. Diddy, a massive music mogul, has been around, started Bad Boy Records in the early 1990s, signed the likes of the Notorious B.I.G., Faith Evans and loads more, released his own music then in the mid-1990s, won a Grammy in 1997 and then built a huge business empire, everything from fashion to booze to his own media company, as well as all of his various music interests. So a huge figure in the music industry.
Yeah, and he's obviously gone under different monikers over the years as well, like Puff Daddy before he turned to P.
Yes.
Diddy.
Yeah.
And Sean Combs as well as his given name. So there's so many different names you might hear in the press about it. It was November last year when all of these disturbing allegations, which marked the basis for his upcoming trial, first surfaced. What were they?
Yeah, I don't think anybody realised at the time the scale that this was going to go to. Mm-hmm. But in November of 2023, Cassandra Ventura, who's Cassie, it's a singer, yeah, initiated a legal action herself, saying that she had endured years of sexual abuse, harassment and rape during her long-term relationship with Combs. So that's really what it started off under. There's a piece of legislation in the States called the Adult Survivors Act, which allows people to return and bring up allegations and charges from stuff that may have happened in the past.
So that was in November. And then in the following month, in December, more allegations surfaced, this time of gang rape.
Yeah, and this happened very, very quickly afterwards, because the Cassie civil case, I suppose, had been settled almost immediately after it had been brought up. But within 4 weeks then, he faced allegations relating to a gang rape incident back in 2003, where he's alleged to have drugged a 17-year-old victim. Two other men were also implicated in the alleged assault, which apparently happened in a recording studio as well. And that led to Combs having to pull out of an awful lot of his business ventures, started to lose a lot of the brand associations he was involved with, and then Revolt TV, which was his music, or his TV empire at that stage, he had to step away from that. So that takes us only just to December of 2023.
Okay, so December 2023, all of this happens and it's all starting to crumble. Then in February of this year, another lawsuit is filed, this time by a member of Diddy's inner circle, musician and producer Lil Rod, who worked on Diddy's latest album. Now, what did he allege, Simon?
Well, he alleged that there was all sorts. There was sexual assault was being alleged, coercion, which is the first time that that had emerged as well. He was being coerced into interaction with sex workers, drug use and other inappropriate behaviours. And he said there was an awful lot of this that was going on. He was compelled by Combs to perform sex acts, solicited sex workers, was drugged, humiliated and groped many times as well.
So This was all going on, you know, in the underbelly of it, right? So, I mean, we'd all heard about it a little bit. But then in March, some of Diddy's properties were raided by the FBI. And I think that's what caught everybody's attention a bit more. Why?
I think that's the thing. I think between March and May of 2024, so I think when it all really started to come out. So there was a number of raids then on his properties in New York, Los Angeles and Miami. And the authorities at the time said this is part of a wide ranging investigations specifically into allegations of sex trafficking. Now, Combs' legal representatives at the time said this was heavy-handed, this was, using military-level force, but the authorities were very insistent that, look, this is a very, very serious matter now that we're into this land of sex trafficking, so that's why the raids took place.
So that was in March, and then in May, that very damaging video was released by CNN relating to Diddy's alleged hotel assault on Cassie, and Diddy apologises for it.
That's the thing. He had gone back. Obviously, Cassie had been involved in the first case of this. You probably have to go back 6 or 7 months before this. But CNN then released the video, shows him in a robe walking down through a hotel where he violently attacked his ex-girlfriend Cassie. That was back in 2016. So it went, obviously that video was then seen everywhere, and Combs himself came out and he said, "My actions in that video are unacceptable. I fully own my own behavior in that moment."
Okay, so also in May, another woman alleges Diddy assaulted her in New York City recording studios. Her claims are contested by Diddy's lawyers.
Yes, so this is where it's still in May. So his legal representatives are challenging accusations made against him. They argue that the lawsuit brought by a woman from Detroit who claims that Combs and two others assaulted her in a studio, again back in 2003, was submitted beyond the allowable time frame. And additionally, they describe the allegations regarding his conduct as false and horrific.
So right now, is Diddy, through his lawyers, is he publicly reacting to these allegations?
Well, he back in December. So it's, again, as you rewind back, but it's really as no distance of time has gone at all. But his first reaction that he actually had was on Instagram when he wrote, "Enough is enough. For the last couple of weeks, I've sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation and my legacy. Let me be absolutely clear. I didn't do any of the awful things being alleged." That's what he said on Instagram back then. Since then, pretty much all of his comments have been through his legal representative, of which there have been many, because there's so many allegations that are being made, is that so many different people are coming in and having to represent him in the assorted cases, both civil and criminal, that he's now been involved in.
Okay, so at this point now, just to recap for people, we're only in May of this year, right? In July, an eighth lawsuit is filed against him by another woman.
Yeah, so this is the adult film star, Adria English, and she claims that she was groomed into sex trafficking at a number of events over quite a long period of time, at this time between 2004 and 2009. So this is a long-term one that's gone on. Some of the previous things that have been talked about were not necessarily single incidents, but short-term, but this is one of the first that came out that actually covered a period of 5 years.
Yeah, which is so long. And then fast forward to September just gone, in another lawsuit from a woman called Dawn Richards. What is she alleging?
Well, so she was in he had a girl group at one stage called Danity Kane, which is kind of made as part of a reality TV show. So the singer who later joined Mr. Combs in the band Diddy Dirty Money alleged that the musician sexually assaulted her on multiple occasions by touching her body, as well as verbally abusing and overworking her.
Okay, so Diddy's finally arrested in September and the details of the charges are made public. This is when we all hear about the freak-off parties. Tell me about the charges and also about these freak-off parties that we've heard so much about in the press.
Okay, well, the charges, first of all, are sex trafficking, racketeering and transportation to engage in prostitution, all of which carry a potential sentence of 15 years to life. So they are very, very serious charges. But what is happening then is, yeah, that when it comes out to talk about those, the freak-off parties, and the idea of those theoretically was that they're stated in their most innocent way, I suppose, to be days-long parties that went on that involved sex and drugs and alcohol and all that sort of stuff. But as it went on down the line, there was allegations that some of this activity was being filmed and then was being used in order to exert influence over people as well. Okay. So it really, really started to become very serious. And the people who were there, whether they were appropriate, whether they were actually capable of making any informed decisions themselves, it became really, really serious at that point.
So P. Diddy pleads not guilty, but then he's denied bail. So he is currently right now in custody in a detention center in Brooklyn, and still serious allegations are surfacing. What are these allegations?
Well, this is even as of when I was going through some of this stuff, even as of last night, there were six new lawsuits that came through last night. Two unnamed women and four unnamed men as well, all making various allegations across various things. One of the accusers said he was 16 when he attended one of the rapper's parties in the Hamptons in 1998. He said the rapper ordered him to undress while they were discussing the teen breaking into the music industry. So much of this seems to be about and as much about power as it is about sex.
Yeah. Okay, May next year is when the date has been set for the trial. Is there any chance that he's going to be released from custody before the trial?
Well, he has made a number of attempts to get out on bail, including I think the last deal that was offered was almost a 50 million bail bond in order for him to be released. So it has been it's gone through the various courts. So obviously enough, because he's involved in so many different court cases, it has gone through the lower level of the criminal courts, but is working its way up towards a higher level of the criminal courts now. But it may well be that he will be in jail until next May when these cases are heard. Or it may be that he's able to actually go to one of the higher appeal courts and perhaps be released between now and the time of those court cases.
Simon, thank you so much for breaking all of that down from start to finish, because I know that there's a lot in it. We are going to be keeping a close eye on this trial. And if you've been affected by the subjects raised in this interview, help is available to you. You can go to rte.ie/helplines, where you'll find information on how to access a number of support services.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.